Hello, everybody. It's Maura.
And Harp.
And we're back with your Q-Lips ESL podcast.
Yes. Make sure you go to our website. That's Q-Lips.com. C-U-L-I-P-S.com. There you can find all our older episodes.
And great episodes. And for all our episodes, you can get a transcript and a more detailed explanation and a quiz by becoming a member.
Exactly. So today we're bringing you a Chatterbox episode. And this is where we chat. We talk about different topics.
Right. We might talk about something that's happening in Canada at the moment or some cultural aspect that you might find interesting.
Yes. And today we're going to talk about pets.
Mm-hmm. Pets, which means the animals that people keep in their homes as companions.
Exactly. We're going to break it down to talking about our experiences with pets. Then we're going to talk about common pets and strange pets.
And then we're going to talk about trends in pets in Canada and the US and different kind of pets that are popular.
Okay, so let's get started. Now, talking about pets. Maura, do you have any pets?
I do. Right now, I have two wonderful, beautiful kitty cats.
You have two cats. Yes, I remember.
Yes. I have one big black cat. He's pretty cool and laid back. His name is Monk. And my other cat is a little bit smaller. And she has three colors, white, orange, and black. And her name is Nisa.
They're cute, I remember.
They're very nice and kind cats. And Harp. Well, I know Harp does not have a pet.
I do not have a pet.
I know that Harp does not like pets very much. Am I right?
It's not that I don't like pets. It's that I didn't grow up with pets at all.
Right. So if you haven't had a lot of experience with pets, then you might be less open to them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think my experience might be a bit unique because my parents are from India, and in India you don't keep pets. You have animals, but they always serve some sort of purpose.
And they stay outside of the house, I'm sure.
Exactly. Like, you can have a dog, but really it's only a guard dog. You wouldn't bring it inside. It's not cuddly.
Yeah. And cats in many places around the world are used to keep mice away, not to cuddle with on your couch.
Exactly.
But here in Canada and the US, a lot of people have pets, animals that they live with inside their house or apartment who go anywhere they like.
Yep. My mom would never have dealt with that. You know, when I was young, my sister and I, we found a little kitten. We brought it home. And we thought, oh, we're going to have a cat. We're going to have a pet. But we knew my mom would not like it. And I think I was 4 years old at this time, but I knew my mom wouldn't let us keep this pet. So we decided to keep it hidden. It worked for about 10 minutes. Yeah, my mom found the cat and she took him to the SPCA.
Aww.
The SPCA is an organization that helps animals that don't have homes be matched with families.
Well, I remember when I was young, our first pet was a cat, and we got it for Christmas.
Oh, yes. You told that story in another episode.
I thought so. And that was our first cat, and then we had another cat after that named Patches. And then my family also had a dog named Bailey. I've grown up with at least one pet around most of my life.
Yeah, I just remembered we actually had one pet.
Whoa, what was it?
It was a little goldfish. And I remember, I think I was 12 years old and my younger sister was 8 years old. And she really wanted a pet. So my mom agreed to a goldfish. Got all excited, went to the pet store, bought the fish, bought the little fish tank and brought it home. The fish died after 2 days.
Goldfish are notorious for not living very long.
Yeah, we did not know this. My little sister was heartbroken, and she insisted on having a funeral.
Oh, cute.
So I played some music on my piano, and so we had a funeral for the fish, and we flushed it down the toilet.
Yeah, that's typically how people get rid of dead fish, which are pets. That is to flush them down the toilet. Ooh. I have to say, though, I find fish the least interesting pets because you don't really have much contact with them, and it's hard to know if they know you're around.
Yeah, I think people like them because they're pretty and lots of colors and you can have big aquariums.
They're relaxing and fun to watch. I do agree to that.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about the average pet that people have in Canada and the US.
Yes. And do you know what the most popular pet is?
It's got to be cats or dogs.
Yes, it's dogs.
Yeah. Dogs are, I would say, yeah, the most popular pet. A lot of people have dogs as pets. And cats have got to be second.
Yes, exactly.
So when most people have a pet, it's usually a cat or a dog. But some people might have a rabbit or a bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Another common pet is a guinea pig.
Right. So a guinea pig is like a small, little, furry animal. I see a guinea pig as a pet for kids. So I would say guinea pigs and hamsters and mice that are usually kept in a cage are pets that children often have. I think because maybe they take less maintenance than a cat or a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And the child can also keep the animal in their room, so it really feels like their pet and their responsibility.
Yes, exactly.
Those are the pretty common pets. Another common pet might be a bird.
Yep. I know quite a few people who have birds.
So there are some people who don't like to have a common average pet and like to go for something more strange and exotic.
Yes. Some people have very interesting pets.
What kind of pets do some people have?
Some people have big snakes as pets.
Yeah. You know, I've actually seen people a couple times around Montreal with huge snakes walking around, carrying it around. So strange.
Yeah, it scares me a little bit.
I think it scares everybody a little bit. They walk just a little bit farther away from the person carrying the snake.
Definitely. You know, when I was growing up, my school, we had a strange school pet.
What was that?
We had a tarantula.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah, it's like a big hairy spider.
And how long did you have it? For a long time?
I think at least 3 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I remember when I was very young, I think my classroom had baby chicks for a short time.
Oh, like baby chickens.
Yeah, it was really cute.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, but I don't think many people have those as pets.
No, I don't think so.
I think I remember hearing about some American celebrity who had a pig as a pet or a monkey as a pet.
Seems a bit strange.
Yeah, I guess if you have a lot of money and the space to keep an exotic animal and you want to be different and interesting.
And as long as the animal is safe.
Yeah, you might be into getting an exotic pet.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to our third topic. Trends in pets.
Okay, so what is a trend in pets?
Well, it's been around for a while, but I see more and more people dressing up their dogs.
Oh, for sure. But I feel like that was more popular in other parts of the world before it became popular here.
Yeah, I think you're right, but now it seems really popular here.
Yeah. One of my friends has a wiener dog or a dachshund, and he found a little jacket for a dog like that that's like a hot dog bun.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's so cute. So if you can imagine this long, skinny dog that already looks like a hot dog or a sausage with a bun on either side, they end up looking like a hot dog.
Oh, that is so funny. I would love to see that.
Yeah, and so cute.
Mm-hmm, very cute.
I've also seen people who put little bows or clips in their dog's hair.
Yeah, an interesting thing that I saw when I was living in South Korea is that some people dye the color of the dog's hair.
Wow, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I remember seeing a little white dog, I don't know what kind, but it had pink ears, like fluorescent pink ears. It was kind of funny.
Aw, that sounds cute too.
What's another trend in pets?
I don't know if it's exactly a trend, but some people like to get purebred animals. So, like I said, a dachshund is a specific kind of dog, and it's always going to look the same and possibly have the same kind of temperament or qualities about it. And other people don't really care what kind of dog they get, and they don't know because their dog has many different kinds of dogs in it, and those kind of dogs are called mutts because we don't know what kind of dog it is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, my family dog was a Wheaton Terrier, so we did have a purebred dog. And the reason was because it didn't shed its hair.
Oh.
Yeah, most dogs and cats leave hair all over the place, on the couch, on the floor, but a Wheaton Terrier doesn't actually shed. So that's why my mom wanted to get that dog, less to clean up.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay, so should we recap what we talked about?
Yes. First, we talked about our experiences with pets. I love pets, and Harp is not sure yet.
I don't have any pets. Let's just leave it like that.
And then we talked about the average pet that people have in North America and Canada. And we should also say that it's very popular to have a pet.
Yeah, it's very popular. I don't know the exact numbers for Canada, but apparently 62% of households in the U.S. own one or more pets.
For sure. And the last thing we talked about was trends in pets.
And that's about it for us today.
So if you have an interesting or even a common pet, tell us about it. Send us a picture. Or if you think that having pets inside your house is crazy, tell us that too.
Exactly. Tell us what you think about pets.
So don't forget to go to our website, culips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
This has been Harp.
And Maura.
Bye, everyone.
Woof, woof.
You're silly. Bye, everyone.